truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour of the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 26th of October. The prepper tip of the day is to learn how to hunt and fish. Seriously, learn how to hunt and fish. Great pastimes, great hobbies, and during a crisis, a source of protein. You keep the critters from chewing up your fruits and vegetables, so there's an extra benefit there. All right, it looks like we have with us Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 20 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert. Expert to the point that I was advocating during the Trump administration that he have his own workstation in the West Wing of the White House to advise the administration on matters regarding the international commerce conspiracy. Jeff has authored 6 books. They're for sale at Amazon.com. And his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. And Jeff, for the time being, it's just you and I. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, sir. So has the first snow happened in the frozen Northland where you live, sir?
No, there's no snow yet.
Not yet, but it's coming, right?
Oh, inevitably.
Inevitably. Of course it will. And with the grand solar minimum coming, listening to Cliff High the other day, apparently there's no consensus among the various climatologists about how severe the grand solar minimum will be or how long it will last. There doesn't seem to be any consensus among the scientists who make their living studying these things. Regardless of lack of consensus, we are at the beginning of a grand solar minimum, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, we are. It started a year ago last June.
And what does that mean for us? That means reduced harvest for the food that people and animals need. And that's going to translate into higher prices. In some countries, especially third world countries, there will be malnutrition. Malnutrition leads to reduced immune systems, which leads to people dying of opportunistic diseases. We're in for a wild ride here, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, it's we're also in for wetter springs, sometimes wetter falls. There's an overall increase in rainfall, though there can be droughts as the jet stream becomes erratic and the weather itself can become quite erratic.
Well, erratic weather is not something that people involved in agriculture want to hear about, is it, sir?
Nope.
Nope, not at all. Well, it became more erratic beginning in 2010 when the Gulf Stream stopped on June 12, 2010. That's been almost 12 years ago. The patterns of temperature, the patterns of precipitation in the northern hemisphere have changed dramatically, pretty much no longer predictable like they used to be for many, many decades. There was a paper at my website, Jeff, written by a couple of researchers paid for by the Department of Defense, discussing what happens when the Gulf Stream stops. It was written about, I think, 2006. And their prognostications are proving true, which include migrations of tens of millions of people leaving the drought-affected countries and coming to countries where there's still precipitation and still crops being grown. And so we're seeing mass migrations take place right now, aren't we, sir?
Well, yeah, I don't know if the mass migrations yet have started because people are leaving California, I think, for political reasons.
Well, that's true there, obviously. Yeah. But
and besides, a few days ago, it started raining there in a way that they haven't seen in a long time.
Rains that were helpful to agriculture are more destructive because it was so much so fast.
Massive mudslides after the fires, massively right. Destructive.
Right, right. Well, my grandson is a construction job site supervisor supervising 100 men in Northern California to mitigate the fire damage that's happened there recently. His team is soon to move to L.A. County and do some similar work. But these fires and floods and landslides have been very destructive to California, haven't they, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, I got an intelligence update. I was waiting until this part of the show to do this. excuse me. One of our listeners sent me this letter, first-class mail from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I'll just read it here. Hi, John. Saturday, my wife ran into a banker we know. He's an operations VP with a bank that has about 20 branches, good-sized bank. He was very nervous, and my wife asked if he was okay. He said, no, I'm going to lose my job, and they're going to close the banks. That's the note. There's more to it, but that was the heart of the matter. So I don't know if this bank executive that they know, if it's just something affecting his bank with 20 branches, or if it's going to affect many, if not most, banks in the United States. We don't have that information. But I think it may be significant. What do you think, Jeff, about the state of our economy and the U.S. banking system, sir?
Well, in the Great Depression, about 6,000 banks closed in the United States. You've got, with this crazy COVID thing, you've had economic damage probably equal to, if not in excess of, what did happen during the Great Depression at the early years. So it could happen to a lot of these medium-sized and small banks.
It could happen. It could happen. People would be well advised to be diversified with real estate, gold and silver coins, maybe collectibles, maybe artwork. The more diversification you have, the better off you're going to be. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, you're better to do that. I mean, the federal government supposedly guarantees up to $100,000 in every bank account. But, of course, we know how reliable the government is these days.
That's right.
You know, with this, the talk of the Great Reset is you'll have nothing and you'll be happy. And you see, the thing is that the communists have been wanting to have a major economic disaster for years. Because if nobody can pay their mortgage, everybody loses their house. Well, that's great. Well, we'll control your house, and we'll have your neighbors move into your house, or you're not your neighbors. People from other regions of the world can come and live in your house. And then we can determine everything about you, and we can put you in jail, and, you know, there can be a dictatorship because we don't need capitalism. We don't need freedom. You don't need anything. We're the boss.
Like that's the right.
Revolution, a Bolshevik revolution, except it's done by crashing the economy and just declaring things to be the case. You know, ruling by not just fiat currency, but ruling by fiat, period.
Right, right. Well, and that easily could go that direction, couldn't it?
Yeah, those things can happen.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if you're aware of it, but yesterday, Governor Abbott, the Texas governor, signed a bill prohibiting mentally ill teenage boys from pretending to be girls and participate in girls' athletics. There's apparently seven other states that have taken similar measures and about 30 more that would like to do that. I looked at it as a positive thing. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yep. Right.
I don't blame the mentally ill teenage boys for wanting to participate in girls' athletics. I blame the adults in charge for allowing that to happen. And this political correctness, people being afraid to say the right thing for the right reasons because they're afraid of not being politically correct, it plays a large part in many things that are happening in our country that we need to change, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Well, Jeff, it's been a while. We talked off and on the last half year about the French military and their standing up to communism. Any updates on that, sir?
Yeah, well, there's a new French political candidate on the scene, and I'm just starting to learn about him. And I just wrote to a friend in Paris to see what I can find out, but he's in the polls. He's turned out to be more popular than Le Pen, even in terms of what people are saying. So that's an interesting thing. The guy's name is Eric Zemmour. And he's a sort of a writer and a media celebrity. He wants to return France to the France of steeples and baguettes. And so he apparently the people are talking about him. You know, he wants to save France. So, and that's not what the current government wants. And Le Pen is a little bit, you know, too close to Russia in terms of her politics. And so maybe this guy is, I need to learn more about him, but he sounds pretty interesting. He's written books against political correctness, by the way, against transgenderism and a lot of the woke culture.
Well, a little glimmer of hope there, isn't there, Jeff?
Yeah, who would think? France, right?
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting to see if the candidate, two things, if he really believes what he says and writes, or will he be elected? Will the powers that be allow that to happen? I don't know if the powers that be control elections in France like they do this country with Dominion voting machines and mail-in ballots, but I hope they have free and fair elections. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, I guess it's up to the people to decide. I mean, they're having massive protests there. People are against the virus. I think what we're beginning to find out about the virus is the mechanisms that it's destroying people's, that the vaccine is destroying people's health, which is a mechanism that comes from the virus itself, which has to do with the spike protein.
That's right. Well, the spike proteins are a key to everything that's going on. My understanding, Jeff, is that people lose, they got the clot shots of the COVID vaccinations. They lose 5% of their immune system every month after they get the clot shot, to the point where after about half a year, they no longer have an immune system, which means you're, any opportunistic disease would be really serious or maybe cause death. Basically, they would become an AIDS patient, wouldn't they, sir?
Yeah, that's basically correct if that's true. I mean, we'll have to see if that pans out. There's other studies now that are showing that the scarring that takes place, or it's not really scarring, it's micro rough spots inside the blood veins that cause continued long-term micro blood clotting in the body of the people that have received the mRNA vaccines. And they've tested people. They've shown that at least 62% of the people so far in the test that have had those shots have that continuous micro blood clotting. There's a test that shows it. It's not 100%, but it's pretty good. And the idea is that a lot of your organs, your kidney, your liver, can repair the damage of this micro blood clotting. But there's one organ that cannot, and it's the lungs, apparently, that continuous micro blood clotting is going to cause scarring. And it's going to cause hypertension, a special kind of hypertension, that eventually causes, within about 3 years, the right side of the heart to fail. And that is going to be, according to some of these doctors looking into this, a majority of the people that took the mRNA shots.
Now, refresh people's memories. Of the three, which ones are the mRNA?
AstraZeneca, Moderna, and Pfizer, three of them. The Johnson & Johnson is not.
Right, right. Well, Moderna's been banned in several countries, I know. Pfizer announced just recently two things. They produced 3 billion with a B vaccines this calendar year, and they expect to produce 4 billion with a B in 2022. Sounds like enough to cover almost the whole planet, doesn't it?
Well, the other thing is that the more people who get the first shot, there's damage to the body. The second shot, there's damage. The third shot, there's even more damage. It starts to accelerate. And at some point, the cumulative damage is going to degrade people's health and kill more people. And although it looks like it's a rather minor percentage of people dying comparatively, you know, you had like the statistic in Britain that of a 16% raise in teenage deaths after they started, giving the jab to teenagers, to teenage boys specifically, when there's practically nobody dying in that age group of these diseases, you have a 16% increase in the death rate. And the death rate of teenagers is not very high to begin with. You've got a significant problem because the leading cause of death, at least in America, of teenagers is drowning. And then you have automobile accidents. So you start to have more people dying of so-called natural causes than dying of drowning or suicides. And then you're looking at something that's going on. And this may be just the beginning of that something.
It may very well be. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, the majority of the vaccine mandates take place between now and the end of the year, which is not quite nine weeks away. And the consequences of these mandates will change our country for decades into the future, won't they, sir?
They're changing our economy. They're destroying people's jobs and livelihoods. They're destroying their ability to make a living. They're barring people from professions who won't take it. And the problem is, if these vaccines are as lethal as some of these doctors say, this is when it comes out that these are crimes, you can have a revolution in this.
We will. We will. Jeff, hold on. We got a break. Call number 512-248.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 26th of October. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Excellent way to, basically the only way to protect your car, your truck, your home from the effects of EMP. Nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green with us, back again, the former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. 6 books for sale at Amazon.com. Jeff, there's a way people can subscribe to your articles. Please tell how they can do that, sir.
It's at the bottom of every article or video on my website. So there's a little button down there for voluntary subscriptions, and that helps support me and keep me in business.
Well, we appreciate that. I encourage everybody to click that button and subscribe to those articles. Leon, welcome back, sir. Gentlemen, we got our next caller here is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I'd like to give you all something to think about with relation to the vaccines. We know it's an mRNA, DNA-changing, whatever you want to call it, clot shot. Back in 2007, I actually remember hearing Rudy Giuliani speaking before the Council on Foreign Relations on America's need for a hybrid military. I don't know if any of you recall that. As a result, I started looking into what might have been meant by Mr. Giuliani. So I started doing a little bit of research, diving down the rabbit hole. You know, you would think that it was a multifaceted force. Unfortunately, that's not what he meant. He meant a hybrid military. So if this injection is a DNA changer, what do you think the possibilities are, seeing how the goal is transhumanism, technocratic tyranny? What do you think the chances are that the boosters or future vaccines or different manufacturers may have different hands in different pots, actually mixing plant and animal or man and animal, much like they did the rice with human protein that they introduced in India, supposedly to prevent malaria? Are we looking at a covert, secret, possibly way of implementing the transhuman race without you even knowing that they're doing it?
Okay, well, I'll respond and ask for Jeff and Leon. I understand what you're saying, John. I understand the possibility. I've seen no evidence of it. The only evidence I've seen is that they plan to kill us with these clot shots. Jeff, you got any response, sir?
No, I followed some of the people that have looked what's in the vaccine, and I haven't heard of any evidence that it's going to change people into something that's not human.
Okay, and Leon, your response, if any, sir?
Yeah, when I think about, you know, if they know it's messenger RNA aspect, and, you know, they call it gene therapy, and we already know what the goal is in times is, like, you know, transhumanism, and that's all they talk about it at these, you know, power elites. So, yeah, I definitely believe the credence there. And I mean, think about it. All these patents they have, you know, ending in 060606 that Bill Gates owns, and luciferase. You know, it has a hugely demonic propensity here. I won't even say aspect. It's just seething with, you know, this issue. So, yeah, you know, their goal to change humans is because obviously he wants to drag as many people to hell with him as he can. So, yeah, the enemy is just looking to kill, well, steal, and destroy.
One more comment, if you'll allow it. I know I'm a nobody, John, but I gave an interview in 2009. And I was actually talking about this in 2009. So it was a 2.5-hour interview, radio station in Colorado. And I'm telling you, I don't have proof, but I know that as it was in the days of Noah with all the genetic garbage that was going on now, the plan is to steal man from God. And if you, listen, John, if you can take an aspect of a carnivorous animal that has a bloodlust, and you want a perfect warrior who will kill for the joy of killing, and you can find that DNA, and Dr. George Church at Harvard is talking about hacking the human genome, hacking the human biome, getting your gut bacteria and tweaking and changing chromosomes with CRISPR-Cas9, that there's a reason for it. Take it to the bank. They want to steal man from God. And unfortunately, the church is helping because they're either ignorant or remaining silent. And if you know what's happening, you're not ignorant. If you know what's happening and you continue in it, you're either stupid or complicit. So my question to people that know that they have the information, are you stupid or are you complicit? If you're not doing something to oppose evil, you're partaking in it, you're complicit in it. So I'd ask everyone that's listening, choose who you're going to serve. Make today the day. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We've got callers on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm setting up two consultations right now. I've done several in the last week or so, helping people to achieve the clarity, the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. It's a lot of fun. Details at my website. And, of course, energy cleaners. It's been a struggle. Tom Berryhill has the same issues Ford Motor Company does, getting computer chips. He's got them in. He's manufacturing energy cleaners. The back orders will be mostly taken care of this coming week. It's been a struggle. helping people get their lives back, get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. You can check out the details at my website, place your order using PayPal, or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Gentlemen, our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Morning, gentlemen. John, I was going to look up, you know, the percentage of people that had passed after the vaccination. Well, they've been kind of not reporting now. But anyway, I went back to the original time in January, I'll say February. There were 48, these are the original people that were here, 48 people. I know there's two of us that did not get the vaccine. There's probably a few more. And I did the South Campus, so that's 48 people. Nine have passed. So I asked myself, nine is what percentage of 48? And correct me if I'm wrong, because I was not real astute at math, but is that 18%?
That sounds about right. Yeah, pretty close.
Okay, well, if you think about it, that's quite a few people of 48 people that have passed. So I can report on that. There are those original 48 people still here, but so I wanted to report on that. And then I was going to ask a military question. I live by the Air Force base out Litchfield, near Litchfield. And last night, this was a different sound of the jets. I don't know if it's a different plane or what. It sounded like a rumbling earthquake. It was so loud. And this went on for hours. And so I don't know if I know you're familiar with the sound of the jets, but it was different this time. And it began probably around 8 o'clock and kept going, you know, probably till midnight.
You don't know what the source of that sound was.
Well, I only live maybe 10 miles from the Air Force base out in Litchfield. And they do practice. You know, they'll take off, and then they don't usually let the sound go off till they get farther out when they're way up because of the population right here. But this started as I knew it was aircraft, but it was like rumbling so loud. And in fact, what is that? I thought, is this an earthquake coming? But it was up in the air. You can't see them, of course. But it's just different. And I don't know if they're actually taking off to go somewhere or if it was a different kind of aircraft.
I don't know. Well, if you get any more information, let us know there, Deborah.
Hey, one other thing, can I ask, Deborah? Because one thing I would say is, if you had all that time, turn off all the television and noise, make sure the dog's out of the way, and record it. Last week, a friend of mine, we were working in a yard, and we heard something very similar, and it lasted, in this case, for about 3 minutes. And I did not have my phone nearby because I was covered in mud. But if you have that much time, turn off all the background noise and record it. Bring it back to us next time. Because, you know, it was quite bizarre for us, too. And it was like we're about 20 miles from a Army base. And so this seems to be a continual event. So record it next time, please, Deb.
Yes, I will. I did turn everything off. I wanted to make sure it wasn't why I lived in California. It sounded like but it was way up in the sky. But And then the only other thing I can report on that's very strange, they haven't figured it out, or they're hiding something. North up, you know, Pinnacle Peak area, you might have heard it too, but this housing development has been experiencing shaking for, I'm going to say, like at least 5 years. And the tick, 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 and it's constant. It comes and goes, comes and goes. Now their houses are cracking. And they checked the vacant landfill north of them. And I think it's called Adobe Mountain Estates or something. Now they've sent out geologists because the neighbors are so upset because of, I'll say at least over 20 houses. And now they went in and filmed all the cracks. Some lady pulled up her tile and there's a huge, I mean, the whole houses are falling apart. And these were pretty brand new houses. And they keep saying, oh, we can't find the problem. We can't. I thought, are they digging under there? What are they up to? And it's weird because the light's shaking. The camera guy went out and it's tick, 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 every day for 5 years.
You can also check with the USGS. You know, they have the records, so you can find out what the depth of that noise is. You know, if it is a epicenter. And also, yeah, when you think about the deep underground military bases, they bring in these heavy duty, and they have the same ones when they built CERN. You know, you have this huge cavern that may be 20, 30, 40 feet wide where they had to do the Super Hadron Collider. So when they have those, you know, tungsten and carbide-based bits, they make those kind of noises. They do it for so long, and then they have to change out the bits. So, as a matter of fact, there's a YouTube video right now on in Singapore, how they're digging under the city. And they're down anywhere from 100 feet down to 300 feet, and they have to, they're going to use that for their transportation. And it's like an hour long, and you can see how massive these things are. And you can understand the concept of how they would do that. So I would definitely check that out, Deborah.
Yeah, the only bizarre memory I have, when I lived up in Prescott Valley and everybody was calling about transport military stuff and the huge trucks, tanks coming from I-40 down through Seligman, Chino, and then it turns by the airport and goes towards Emory Riddle, and this guy was following them, and they turned left over to cross from Emory Riddle, and there's a gate there because of the military thing back in there, but they all just disappeared. And my girlfriend that was in the military, she said there's possibly an underground storage thing under there that we don't even know about, because they just totally, and this was massive movement of, that was probably 06, somewhere in there. Anyway, I just remember that. So I thought, oh, are they digging under those people's homes?
What state are you in?
Arizona. We have very bizarre things here. We have a lot of military here. We also have a training ground out kind of east of Prescott Valley between the Mingus Mountains, where they do high training for military, like even police for sharpshooters. And I only know this because I know a policeman that told me, but anyway, they'll send helicopters up in there and do these jumps behind people. See, the houses back up to open land, and so people will be out sitting and enjoying, and then these helicopters come over and they do these army drop from the helicopter down, and they do all these tactics out in the prairie out there. It can be a little alarming because you're like, what? And they do a lot of that up there.
Yeah, in the first Gulf War, I was in Southern California, and when they sent the strategic bombers, that rumbling in the sky, that went on seemed like a couple hours, and it was the B-52s were deploying out to Diego Garcia for the war, and that was,
wow.
I heard that myself. It was just this roar from the sky that went on and on.
Maybe it was one of those. I hadn't heard it before.
Strategic bomber deployment, yeah, it could be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Passing overhead.
I'll try to find out. But thank you. I just wanted to report on a few things.
Before you get away, Deborah, before you get away, John from Tennessee has an answer to the sound that you heard. Go ahead, John.
I think I might have a direction to send her. And John, I was actually stationed in Tucson. She sounds like she's out off of Tanca Verde up towards Mount Lemmon. If you have never heard NSR-71, you'll think the world's coming to an end when they take off and when they land. So I don't know what they've got now, if they're still flying SR-71s, but you may have heard an SR-71. As far as the underground storage facilities, she's talking about live fire training in Gila Bend. There's underground storage out there. I know people that have gone out there and driven their trucks down into the desert and then below ground and underground bases in the desert in Arizona. I know that for a fact.
They're all Deborah, over there.
Yeah, are you up near Mount Lemmon in that area?
No, I'm... Okay, where I'm talking about... Emory Riddle is where, unfortunately, they had trained those Muslim flyers that ran into the 9/11 buildings. But anyway, that's up in Prescott area, coming down the 40, and then it's... Emory Riddle is coming into backside of Prescott. It's that elite school where they train flying, and you have to be really smart to go there, but they train pilots and all that type of thing up at Emory Riddle, and it's EMBRY Riddle. But across, apparently, there's a military area where they do things. So it'd be in the middle of Arizona. Where I'm at is down by Litchfield Air Force Base, which is west side, way west side of Phoenix, out near
You're on the
farmland.
West side of Phoenix. So is this where the plane's going east, like towards Coolidge? Or do you know? Anyway, I would just direct you. It's probably you're hearing whatever they have that's above the SR-71. I mean, it is a monster. That's one thing, my time in the service, I'll never forget. But in any event, I thought I could give some help. I hope I have. You're probably hearing, and there's no telling what they're responding to, truthfully. You know, we're hearing about alien invasions and all that other nonsense. There's been lights reported all over the country outside of Detroit. Lights in the sky that look to me like they're rockets or missiles, and they're being reported as UFOs. So are they responding defensively, or are they responding aggressively? I don't know.
Well,
go to a channel on YouTube. Anyone that's interested, go check out Jason A. on YouTube. Just type in Jason A. John, Leon, any of you that want to know, go to Jason A's YouTube channel. He's got a lot of information. This is literally a spiritual battle. So whatever's happening in the physical is being prompted spiritually. And we need, I don't hate to go there every time, but this battle is spiritual, folks. And we're not going to respond to it physically and come out a victorious individual. We're going to lose it if we don't get back to what's really important. Anyway, John, thanks for letting me on again. I don't want to sound preachy, but this is what it is. Right. Take care.
Deborah, thank you. Okay, let's move on here. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Hello. I've got a couple things I want to talk about, but to answer the noise, Madison just got rid of their F-16s and got F-35s. There's huge protests taking place. Madison's a town from the 60s hippies. They're still here, so they're all standing out there with peace signs and commie flags, and they're protesting the hell out of this. And those planes are so loud that you can't even imagine. I can listen to the F-16s from where we are located. We're on the west side, and the base is on the east side, and there's a big lake called Lake Mendota in the middle. So sound travels across the lake, and it's really obvious. Now the sound is at least 5 to 10 times louder, and the F-35s are there. The purpose of my call is about the business of the Chinese real estate and what happened there. And we dodged a bullet over the weekend when they made a payment on some of their bonds. But it was like a Band-Aid. There's about 330 million, or maybe as high as a half a billion, outstanding in bonds. And the people that I know, they're pretty smart, are telling me to watch out, because this is what kind of happened in 1933 with the bond markets. So I'm just giving a heads up about this. I have no answers, but a lot of people are thinking that what happened on Friday or Saturday when they made the payment was going to end it, and they're out of their minds. The Chinese are sitting on, I don't know, lots of gold, and that may be their move. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see here. Our next caller looks like Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you about a guy named Dimitru Dudeman, who was sent here from Romania, who lived through two electric chair tried to kill him. And he was sent here to tell us that America was going to burn, that it's Sodom and Gomorrah. And there's another prophecy of the of the Liberty, Statue of Liberty in Mexico, Gulf of Mexico down there, and she was going under, and the only thing sticking out was the torch. Well, it turns out, and this, I was going to tell you about a movie, a video. It's called Alive After the Fall. And it covers everything, just everything I've heard over the years, and that is that the Statue of Liberty is really occult, and every time you have that torch, it's like, you know, they carry that torch, it's occult too, as far as Olympics and everything, you know. So Alive After the Fall is what I got it off of Michael Ribeiro's website, but it's on YouTube, what it does is it tells you that America is what people have tried to say for years, that we are Babylon the Great. And that we have, and I know this is true, we have taken evil to the whole world, And I just wanted people to look at that video, Alive After the Fall. And he talked about at the end, he says, the thing is to anticipate, identify, and manage. That's what you, John. More and he says that the Mennonites they won't have a problem because the EMP won't bother them. They're just going on in their buggies and they know how to live together and build together, and that's what you've been preaching, John, is we got to have somebody you know, to help us, and I think it's just really eye-opening to me. I can't get over it, you know. It's so well done, and it's brand new, modern. I think it's Biden sitting there with a big mask on his face, and it's just brand new. I'm telling you, it's brand new, and when you get through, you'll think, okay, we probably will just have 7 more years, but some people are going to live after all, after this world, America's destroyed. It's okay. Another one, too. Okay, that's all.
Yeah, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.